The appeal process, standard and expedited. Your BHP is responsible for allowing you to request a review of a decision that was made about your SUD treatment services by the plan or your providers. There are two ways you can request a review. One way is using the standard appeals process. The second way is by using the expedited appeals process. These two forms of appeals are similar. However, there are specific requirements to qualify for an expedited appeal. The specific requirements are explained below. What is a standard appeal? A standard appeal is a request for review of a problem you have with a plan or your provider that involves a denial or changes to services you think you need. If you request a standard appeal, the BHP may take up to 30 calendar days to review it. If you think waiting 30 calendar days will put your health at risk, you should ask for an expedited appeal. The standard appeals process will allow you to file an appeal in person, on the phone, or in writing. If you submit your appeal in person or on the phone, you must follow it up with a signed written appeal. You can get help to write the appeal. If you do not follow up with a signed written appeal, your appeal will not be resolved. However, the date that you submitted the oral appeal is the filing date. Ensure filing an appeal will not count against you or your provider in any way. Allow you to authorize another person to act on your behalf, including a provider. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, the plan might ask you to sign a form authorizing the plan to release information to that person. Have your benefits continued upon request for an appeal within the required time frame, which is 10 calendar days from the date your notice of adverse benefit determination was postmarked or personally given to you. You do not have to pay for continued services while the appeal is pending. If you do request continuation of the benefit and the final decision of the appeal confirms the decision to reduce or discontinue the service you're receiving, you may be required to pay the cost of services furnished while the appeal was pending. Ensure that the individuals making the decisions are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous level of review or decision-making. Allow you or your representative to examine your case file, including your medical record and any other documents or records considered during the appeal process, before and during the appeal process. Allow you to have a reasonable opportunity to present evidence and allegations of fact or law, in person or in writing. Allow you, your representative, or the legal representative of a deceased member's estate to be included as parties to the appeal. Let you know your appeal is being reviewed by sending you written confirmation. Inform you of your right to request a state fair hearing following the completion of the appeal process. When can I file an appeal? You can file an appeal with your county DMCODS plan. If your county or one of the county contracted providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal SUD treatment services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria. If your provider thinks you need an SUD treatment service and asks the county for approval, but the county does not agree and denies your provider's request, or changes the type or frequency of service. If your provider has asked the BHP for approval, but the county needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If your BHP doesn't provide services to you based on the timelines the BHP has set up. If you don't think the BHP is providing services soon enough to meet your needs. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time. If you and your provider do not agree on the SUD services you need. How can I file an appeal? You may call your BHP's toll-free phone number to get help with filing an appeal. The plan will provide self-addressed envelopes at all provider sites for you to mail in your appeal. How do I know if my appeal has been decided? Your county DMCODS plan will notify you or your representative in writing about their decision for your appeal. The notification will have the following information: the results of the appeal resolution process, the date the appeal decision was made. If the appeal is not resolved wholly in your favor, the notice will also contain information regarding your right to a state fair hearing and the procedure for filing a state fair hearing. Is there a deadline to file an appeal? You must file an appeal within 60 calendar days of the date on the notice of adverse benefit determination. Keep in mind that you will not always get a notice of adverse benefit determination. There are no deadlines for filing an appeal when you do not get a notice of adverse benefit determination, so you may file this type of appeal at any time. When will a decision be made about my appeal? The BHP must decide on your appeal within 30 calendar days from when the BHP receives your request for the appeal. Timeframes may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the BHP believes that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is for your benefit. An example of when a delay is for your benefit is when the county believes it might be able to approve your appeal if the BHP had a little more time to get information from you or your provider. What if I can't wait 30 days for my appeal decision? The appeal process may be faster if it qualifies for the expedited appeals process. What is an expedited appeal? An expedited appeal is a faster way to decide an appeal. The expedited appeals process follows a similar process to the standard appeals process. However, your appeal must meet certain requirements. The expedited appeals process also follows different deadlines than the standard appeals. You can make a verbal request for an expedited appeal. You do not have to put your expedited appeal request in writing. When can I file an expedited appeal? If you think that waiting up to 30 calendar days for a standard appeal decision will jeopardize your life, health, or ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum function, you may request an expedited resolution of an appeal. If the BHP agrees that your appeal meets the requirements for an expedited appeal, your county will resolve your expedited appeal within 72 hours after the BHP receives the appeal. Timeframes may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the BHP shows that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is in your interest. If your BHP extends the timeframes, the plan will give you a written explanation as to why the timeframes were extended. If the BHP decides that your appeal does not qualify for an expedited appeal, the BHP must make reasonable efforts to give you prompt oral notice and will notify you in writing within 2 calendar days, giving you the reason for the decision. Your appeal will then follow the standard appeal timeframes outlined earlier in this section. If you disagree with the county's decision that your appeal doesn't meet the expedited appeal criteria, you may file a grievance. Once your BHP resolves your expedited appeal, the plan will notify you and all affected parties orally and in writing.